Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Bronwyn and Franz Diener of the International House of Reiki. Bronwyn and Franz teach Reiki around the globe and are the authors of the Reiki Sourcebook, the Japanese Art of Reiki, the Reiki Techniques card deck, and the soon-to-be-released A to Z of Reiki. The music you are listening to, Reiki Khan, is available at the International House of Reiki website, www.reiki.net.au. Hi, my name's Bronwyn.
And I'm Franz.
Today we've got Dawn Van Eyck with us, and Dawn will be talking about Christianity and Reiki. Dawn is a minister for the United Church of Canada. Reverend Dawn Van Eyck, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We've got some questions for you today about Christianity and Reiki. We often hear lots of differing stories about it, and often people will come to us who are Christians and they may have been told that it's not okay to do Reiki, for example, or they've been told that the person isn't sure what Reiki is, so they're not sure if it'll be okay to mix with Christianity. Could you tell us a little bit about your experience with this?
Well, I think that Christianity and Reiki are great companions. In the Christian church, we're taught that Jesus healed by touch. Many of the healing stories, not all of them, but many of them, include Jesus touching people. And so a laying on of hands is a very ancient part of Christian tradition. And healing ministry in and of itself is a long-standing part of the Christian faith. So healing, and healing that includes laying on of hands or prayer with laying on of hands with the intention of the wholeness for a person, has been with the Christian tradition since its beginning.
Yeah, often you hear as well that it might be only the referent who could do this.
Oh heavens, no! In our scriptures, it is said that that the elders of the church are to go wherever anyone is sick, to go and pray with them, and anoint them, and pray with them for healing. And so, it's not just the ordained minister who has that responsibility. It is what we call the elders of the church, or people who have the healing gifts, or always lay people who are the leaders within the church are called to participate in the ministry of healing. So if Reiki is part of your healing ministry, then certainly lay people should be participating in that.
What did you do first in your own life experience?
Very early on, before I was ordained, I became more intentional about my spiritual life. And so I've been involved with meditation and prayer for many, many years. And and also reading particularly about the healing traditions within Christianity. I've been interested in that, again, for many, many years. And Reiki for me came along actually after I had done some studying in reflexology and therapeutic touch, and our churches at that time were going through some studies about healing and healing ministry. And so a number of congregations in my community were studying this together. We took therapeutic touch training together, and we began to have worship services where we offered laying on of hands and anointing and prayers for healing. And so many ill people would come to our healing services. And that evolved into including prayers for healing and anointing at every communion service that we have. So my ministry within my congregation has been has partly included an intentional work with healing, and Reiki came into my life in a more intentional way probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I had had Reiki administered to me, and then there was a year or two went by before I had it again, and when I was on retreat, a prayer retreat once, I just felt called to learn Reiki, and I, you know, it was one of those inspirations, one of those things where you don't know where it's coming from, but you just know you have to do it. And that's what started my my interest in Reiki.
You were telling before that you have practiced Reiki now for about 4 years, 5 years. How does that connect to the principle of Christianity? Are there any similarities or lots of differences?
Many, many, many similarities, particularly as you teach it. And I think that's what's significant for me. I've been involved with Reiki for about 4 or 5 years, but very, very slowly and very privately for the first little while, because I was trained in Western Reiki. And while the palm healing part of it is not a problem within the Christian tradition, there were other things that were taught in the Western Reiki that that I just knew were not, I didn't feel right to me, and so there was something missing. And I also knew that those were some things that were not, I would not be able to share either within a congregation. Things like working with crystals and pyramids and stuff like that. It wasn't where I was comfortable. And so where you described Reiki as a system, a spiritual system, that's when it made sense to me, because in the Christian tradition we are taught to pray daily. We're taught about meditation and silence and living into or seeking the oneness that is God. We are taught to journal and write our reflections and our prayers, and we're taught that this is a really important discipline to grow into as we live. And so when in the system of Reiki there is meditation, reflection on precepts that are quite congruent with Christian precepts like the Ten Commandments or Jesus' Great Commandment, that just slides into a personal spiritual practice that's Christian very, very easily, because these are disciplines that are also part of our tradition. And so what I find with Reiki is that it helps to deepen my spiritual discipline and my meditative practice. And because of all of that, because that's the heart of the system of Reiki, then the palm healing that comes from that just simply makes sense. And again, because healing with laying on of hands is part of the Christian tradition, it all just flows seamlessly into a Christian context. Therefore, it's something that I can not only practice in my pastoral ministry, but it's something that is wonderful to teach within a congregation.
Yes, and that is where you teach Reiki, isn't it?
Yes.
When you teach Reiki, you're bringing your parishioners into a deeper understanding of healing?
Yes, and also a deeper understanding of how they have been created, how God has made them, that we're wired to heal. Mm. And that in itself is really exciting.
Yeah, I think that's very empowering for the participants and as well for yourself.
Oh yes, it's just bringing you to your center, and to, you know, to part of your human purpose.
Yes, I think that today that a lot of people, you know, we get involved in a specific system, and it can almost isolate us. So we you know, this is what I do, and I don't do anything else. I don't listen to anything else. I don't want to know
right.
about anything else. And that's actually at cross purposes to a spiritual practice, in that you should be connecting to life. And I think often we get a little confused with that, because we think, you know, this is the right thing that I'm doing and this is how I do it. By actually finding these connections like you've done, I think is, as Fran says, very empowering, and is certainly making your parishioners' lives much richer.
Absolutely. And what I'm very clear about is that that the system of Reiki is is born out of a Buddhist tradition, and I think that it's really important to acknowledge that and to rejoice in that and to say, you know, that this is a gift of the divine, and that we are blessed to to have knowledge of this and to share in it. So when I teach the precepts, I teach that these are precepts that come from the Buddhist tradition, and then I also put alongside the Buddhist precepts Christian teaching from our scripture and say, you know, this is what is the Reiki precept about worrying. Well, here's what Jesus said about worrying. And so what the delight in that is, yes, to show people that there are connections throughout the spiritual traditions of the world, and that that if there is any right answer, we've all got it. You know,
yes.
Not just one person has the right answer. We've all got it, and we just express it, probably express it in a different way. And so it's a great learning experience because it brings in the richness of that Oriental tradition, and it just shows us once again that the truth is in many places, and just it's the same truth, it's just expressed in a different way. So I really like that we can put those two traditions side by side and find a comfort place in saying that yes, there's nothing in this system that is contrary to my faith, and as a gift of God, I take this gift and practice it.
I think it is a very common ground, and I think it's in any kind of spiritual practice. Most of the time we try to label and stick things in a box, but if we really connect to our own spiritual self, we become much more open, and then we actually see the common ground much clearer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And how would you describe, for example, particularly in Japanese Reiki, one of the common or kind of elements in it is oneness. How would you describe that in more like a Christian term to your students?
Well, in some ways, if they're not used to talking in that sort of, using that kind of metaphysical language, that can be a little more difficult than some of the other aspects of it, actually, especially since my congregation is very scientifically oriented, which is makes it kind of challenging at times. But in the Christian scriptures, for example, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one," and so that's where I start, and then we talk about what is wholeness, what is oneness, what is the universe, and so we can spend a few minutes talking about sort of the great big connection, and then we can talk about the oneness that we share, the human connection that we share, that the bond of love that we share simply by being created in love, and the humanity that we share by being human. And if you want to, you can get scientific about things like molecules and atoms and energy and compounds and all the things that we have in common, and that and that the universe is held in this incredible balance and synergy. So it can get out there for some people, but when you talk in terms of physics or in the scriptures, where a lot of the words that are translated as healing can also mean wholeness or oneness, then that's where the discussion starts.
In Reiki as well, there's kind of mantras, but I can see this as well. And like in Christianity, you have like amen, or maybe even just the word peace or love.
Yeah.
How do you reflect on that in the similarities with the system of Reiki and Christianity?
Well, as you say, mantras have been part of the Christian tradition of meditation for many, many years. And so we'll invite people to, some people are better with a one word one, like light and peace. And those things are very universal. They're not Christian specific. You can get Christian specific. There are small prayers like, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. And mercy meaning, again, that sense of wholeness. Help me to become whole. As opposed to, instead of, say, forgive me because I'm such a rotten person, that's really not the intent. The intent of having mercy is to bring me to wholeness. And so that's a very old mantra in the Christian tradition as well, have mercy on me or bring me to wholeness. And so these things are ancient. Chanting is an old part of the Christian tradition, particularly those who are Catholics. And I think that if Christians have trouble with some of the Reiki practices, it may be because the Protestant tradition is only really in the last 30 years or 50 years rediscovering some of the things that the Protestant tradition set aside as too Catholic to practice. And so things like chanting and mantras, that sort of thing, the Protestant tradition is really just recovering. But certainly the Catholic tradition has had that within its life for many, many years. In the Protestant tradition, we're maybe not so familiar with chanting, but we sing, you know, and it's all about vibration and intent and attitude and all of that good stuff. So bringing in the Juman into practice just makes sense. It's just another kind of singing or another kind of chanting. And using the mantras is, again, it's just another way of, it's just praying with some different words or different syllables. So it's not too big of a leap. It's just a sidestep into another room in the same house, in a sense.
Yeah.
You had me curious before when you were just saying about the similarities between the Reiki precepts and Christian scriptures.
Yes.
And you were saying, you know, you get things like things that Jesus may have said, and you correlate that to a precept, and you talked about do not worry. I was just wondering if you'd like to share with us something that Jesus might have said about that.
Oh, sure. That's actually my favorite one. It's where Jesus says, consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin, and yet their Father clothes them. And he says, look at the birds. The Heavenly Father feeds them. And then he says, why do you worry about clothing? Look at the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil or spin, but I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory wasn't clothed like one of these. So if God clothes the grass of the field, then is God not going to care for you? And so at the end of that passage, which is in Matthew 6, he says, but strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. And so what I think he's saying is the same things that we talk about in Reiki, that when you worry, you send energy out into something that doesn't exist, and so you drain yourself of energy. And Jesus says, if you strive first for the kingdom of God, which is what we understand as the wholeness of creation and humanity, then then you find yourself living in the moment for today. You live attentively and intentionally. So I think what he's saying in that passage in Matthew is what is usually more succinct in Oriental teaching, and that is, you know, live with attention and intention. And that's also a very Christian practice, particularly in the monastic life, to live not in the past or in the future, but in this present moment, so that you're available to God and you are listening for the movement of the Spirit, so that your intuition is sharp and that you are noticing what needs to be noticed right now. So when I talk about that teaching, I can talk about when you're doing Reiki on another person, you know, you can put your mind into your hands and be there. Feel what you feel. Be in the moment. I find that precept and Jesus' teaching also feed into talking about what we're doing when we're actually giving a session to someone. So the teaching, I think, is the same. Don't let your energy drain away with worrying about something that doesn't even exist. If there's a problem, deal with it. Live in the moment. Be attentive and intentional. So that kind of excites me when I see those teachings. Maybe said differently and maybe a little more flowered, but it's the same.
Well, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I thought it was very beautiful too. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Dawn. Where, if people would like to contact you, you're in Canada, where would you be available, or do you have, does the church has a website, or which town are you in?
Well, I'm in Sudbury in Ontario. And our church does have a website. It's stpetersunited.ca, and there is an email link through our website.
Lovely. Thank you so much. And we're sure that this information will be really helpful and informative for many, many Reiki practitioners out there.
Well, I hope so, and you're more than welcome.